On our mind, you know, both my, there's so many areas on fire, but the North County area is where our family's from, and everyone's evacuated, but everyone's safe, and I think they're doing a, from all accounts, they're doing a great job out there, keeping people safe. You know, my best buddy from high school and played ball with him at Stanford as a firefighter out there. He's been on my mind more than anybody, and along with everyone out there. But you know, it's I think they've done a great job. I mean, only one person thus far has perished. They're doing a pretty good job in the midst of something that's truly a natural disaster that was out of control for quite a while.
Talking football, you've been around the league now a while. You've seen Brett Favre for so long.
Yeah.
Why is he so good still?
Well, he just he's a great player, first and foremost, I think, who you know, the streak of playing every game. He's a guy who shows up each and every week. And then, you know, one thing, we used to play in that NFC Central, that black and blue division, and he shows up every week, and he's going to be ready each and every week, and he's going to compete to the bitter end. And you know you're going to get that from him. And I think as a team right now, the last 10 games, they're 9-1, so they're playing some great football. And we've got to be ready to play extremely well.
What does it mean for this team to have Rod back on the practice field?
That's awesome. You know, he's just one of the great teammates I've ever been around, and just his presence. You know, it was. I'm glad he was around and has stayed vocal and stayed a leader when he's been hurt, because he's kind of the pulse of this team, heart and soul, whatever you want to call it, but. It's just a comforting feeling when he's around, and to see him back on the field. I don't know if this week will be the week, but whenever, that place will erupt, and it'll be awesome.
How vocal has he been in the locker room, even with not playing?
He's still stayed vocal, you know, and I think that's important. I've encouraged him to. Other people have, because sometimes when you're hurt, you feel like they don't want to hear from me. But we made it known that we wanted to hear from him, and he never been one to bite his tongue, so works out pretty good.
Seemed like you guys going in and saying he needs to be a captain too. That kind of said a lot as well about his role.
It was just, you know, only right if there's someone who needs to be a captain of this team, it's Rod, and everybody felt that, and we felt strongly enough about it that even when, you know, because of the circumstances, people maybe thought he couldn't be or whatnot, we felt strongly enough about it that we went to Mike, and Mike thought it was a great idea.
Josh, you're one of the toughest players in the league, generally regarded as. Can you put our retirement speak into perspective, considering?
It's phenomenal. It really is, and playing that position where you take hits each and every week, and I've played games against him. I remember one, I think it was 93 or 94, where he just got a vicious thigh bruise, went out for a couple plays, then came right back in and scrambled the next play for a touchdown to win the game. And another game where he had a foot sprain that was supposed to put him out for a month, and next thing you know, he's out there the next week. And so it is truly phenomenal, and you know, I think he's got some good genes, but most of all, he's just an extremely tough competitor and player.
John, could you talk about some of the guys Favre throws to? Talk about some of his receivers and how they're difficult.
Yeah, they've surrounded him some really good players. Greg Jennings is a guy who flashes. Donald Driver is the one who's his go-to guy and has played at a high level, Pro Bowl level for a long time. Jones, the rookie's playing well. They're tight end Donald Lee can stretch the field, so he's got a lot of weapons and doing a nice job of distributing it to each and everyone.
All right.